He's not one of them bad chains.
Not so much.
He gets along pretty good, but his wife has has diabetes, and he stays right with her all the time.
You say you're 82, is that 81?
I won't be 82 till September 15.
I see. Well, you must be in pretty good health.
It must not have hurt me. I quit smoking before it.
Time.
I have good lungs, extra good lungs. I can run from here to my house, never take a long breath as far as I can run.
Right.
I have extra good lungs, and I had kind of bad circulation. My feet gets cold, and sometimes my hands get cold. Mm-hmm. And I wake up at night, if I haven't got enough cover, I might never got a rig or something. And I think it's my heart, you know, when I run to the doctor, and never has checked up, I skip in my heart. Yeah. I run to the doctor, I think, well, of course, that's what's the matter. I got bad circulation, it's bound to be my heart. But it's not that. And I never have got any doctor to ever agree with me that my heart was bad.
All right.
I got a right young man's heart.
Well, you're really fortunate.
But I've got a colon trouble.
Yeah, you'll be through it, used to me.
I've been operated on, my stomach's been operated on. Hey there, boy.
I do. Well, house where you grew up, and what some of the things I'm interested in is, you say there was one room where the family stayed most of the time. Was it just where all your brothers and sisters and your mother and father would sit around?
Yes. Well, they didn't have any particular place. They just they were just all congregated in the room they wanted to.
I see.
Just all been one family.
Uh-huh. And you had was the kitchen hooked onto the house? Was the kitchen part?
Yes, yes, the kitchen was hooked onto the house. We had they drilled a artesian well in Beeland. And Beeland, we'd always had a pump to pump. Had to pump on the back porch of the old house at Bun, you know, up high. They'd have to pump the water. That was a pitcher pump. But they got a machine and drug a well in Beeland, and it was mighty near failure. It would just run just a little bit. And we wanted the well, and I remember they was going to drill us an artesian well. Had put water for all that bunch of horses, mules. We had a whole gang of them, had a big barn there. And it just might be a one man's job to pump water for them. I remember that when they moved the outfit from Beeland, they was coming to Marks, and they stopped there, and my daddy and my uncle, they decided if they couldn't get any better water than they got in Beeland, they wouldn't have a well. And the thing passed on by, and they decided, they got talking there, and they decided they went back and got him, stopped him, and brought him back there. And they drilled us a well, and it was a wonderful well. I remember it run 60 gallons a minute out of that 2-inch pipe, and it had force enough to carry water upstairs, pipe it upstairs, so out of its own force from the ground.
How deep?
We had a toilet, a commode upstairs. All the water up there. That water would force up there.
Mm-hmm.
Had enough power to, enough force to go up.
About how deep did they draw it?
I can't think how deep it was, but it was mighty good water. It was the first one in Quitman County, first good well in Quitman County. Mm-hmm.
Shoot up to pipe.
You'd pipe it up there, you see, and it would force the water without any pump or anything.
The old days before you had ice, how did you?